The cross-sectional study looked at hospital discharges in the year 2000. It found that more than 15,000 people over the age of 65 fell that year, and people who had a diagnosed alcohol problem were more likely to suffer a fall-related injury. Biostatistician Claire Guzzi is the study's author. She says Wisconsin's rate of elderly falls is much higher than the national average. Between 1990 and 1998, the rate shot up by 90%. She says an aging population could account for the large amount of falls. Whatever the cause, Guzzi says doctors should warn patients about what could make them fall down. But she says the elderly often have more pressing health conditions, so alcoholism isn't discussed.
We're suggesting that physicians may want to screen patients who are at risk for falling for alcohol use and try to determine when that they've got a problem with alcohol use and warn them about the dangers.
Guzzi says falls often result in a hip fracture. The study shows that nearly half the patients who fell in 2000 ended up in a nursing home. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.